The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program, The Red Skeleton Show, Easy Money, originally aired 4/16/1946.
Program starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro Golden Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, ladies. I wonder what would happen some night if we didn't tell you to applaud when we told you to. You know? Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Rodney, old man, how are you? You been happy this past week, I hope?
Well, I'll see you later. I guess I'm in the wrong studio.
No, you're the right place. Come here. This week I was out traveling in the best circles.
Made you a little dizzy, didn't it?
Yeah. You proud of that, ain't you? Yeah. No, I went to a literary tea.
Literary tea? How come?
Well, it was a mistake. I thought it was a tea for the illiterate.
Well, in whose honor was the tea given?
In Gene Fowler's honor.
See, I hear his new book, Solo and Tom Toms, is one of the best books of the year.
Yeah, and think of it, it's free. Of course, there's a $3 cover charge. It's a wonderful book, though. It's about Buffalo Bill, Jack Dempsey, Colorado... Montana. It's about a place up north here, see? And the hundreds of great people.
Was Dempsey at the tea?
Yeah, Jack Dempsey. He brought back great memories of my fighting days.
You were a fighter?
Yes, I was known as Kid Sweet Chariot. I was always swinging low, you know?
Who else was at the party? Huh? Who else was at the party?
All the people who were interested in books of the world was there. Carlton A. Slop and W.C. Fields was there.
Phil Fields is a bookworm?
Sure, he's always got his nose in a book. Big books, of course. Okay, and he reads things like Ten Nights in the Bar Room, Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes, Lost Weekend. He even took the Grapes of Wrath and beat it with a club. He thought he could get a little out of that.
You know, I love the classics myself, Shakespeare and Bacon.
I like bacon, too, but where can you get it these days?
Well, tell me more about this gathering.
Well, everyone was immaculate. That means no gravy stains on the tie. Some society lady got up to sing. She had on a brown hat, brown gloves, brown shoes, brown... She looked like 200 pounds of hot dogs coming to life. And bow-legged, no kidding, if she ever gets a run in her stocking, it'll go by the way of Pomona.
Well, what did she sing?
I'm proud of that.
Huh? What did she sing?
Oh, I don't know. I think she sang Mud from the opera Henry Clay or something like that.
You understand opera?
No, neither do a lot of people that go. You know, once for a laugh. That's a fact. Once for a laugh, Lawrence Melchior.
That's right.
He sang at a concert. He sang 5 pages of the Santa Fe timetable.
Kidding.
No, I'm not either. It's the first time people ever applauded the fact that number 7 didn't stop at Glendale.
Well, what else happened at the tea?
Well, Gene Fowler told me that he might write a story of my life entitled, Don't Let This Happen to Your Daughter. Then Fowler gave a short review on his book, and then we all went swimming.
Swimming?
Yeah, oh, you should have seen me. I climbed clean up to the top of a 100-foot ladder. Right up to the top of the... You know, it's harder to climb down a ladder than to climb out. So Johnny Weissmuller was there.
Old Tarzan himself.
Yeah, boy, can he dive. He did a swan dive that was so graceful a seagull come out and asking for his autograph. I did a swan dive and a swan looked up and he says, "It's alive." Marilyn Maxwell was there. Girl, I have to laugh myself at times to keep from getting lonesome. You know? Marilyn Maxwell was there, and you should have seen the bathing suit she was wearing. It was strapless, you know.
Say, Red, what holds up those strapless bathing suits?
A city ordinance.
Well, all in all, it sounds as though the literary tea was a big success.
Yes, and I'd like to say if people would like to read a good, clean book with good humor, A Solo in Tom Toms really beats it out. And now our lovely Anita Ellis will sing Strange Love.
My love is surely a strange love, but strangely don't want to change my love. Though your heart was always denied me, I'm happy when you are beside me. My strangers to your eyes, and my lips are pleading in vain again. But someday you'll love me some way. So rather a strange love.
Tonight, the story in the Skelton scrapbook of satire is entitled Easy Money. Our characters are fictional. If they resemble anyone you know, get them back in the cage, quick. Chapter 114 is entitled The Night Watchman at the Bank, and our specimen is J. Newton Numbskull, one of the many who'll take any kind of a job for soft dough.
I'm working as a night watchman, and just think, only a few months ago, I was putting guys as a lieutenant and me, making them walk on guard duty. Somebody's at the door. I hope it ain't a robber. I look a mess, I do. Uh-oh, they're trying to break in the bank. I know it. Where's my gun? It's not in that pocket. Maybe it's in my back pocket. Yep, there it is. Gee, I look funny with only 7 toes on 1 foot, don't I? I'll sneak over and see who's at the door. Who's there?
It's me, Mary Lou May, the scrub woman.
Oh. I'm sorry to keep you waiting there.
I never seen such a scaredy cat. Put that gun away. Why don't you be tough? Where I come from, men eat meat raw, then sit over a hot fire to barbecue it.
Well, that's nothing where I come from. When a cat wants milk, he hijacks a cow. You want me to help you clean up around here alone?
Are you sure you're strong enough?
Sure. Feel this muscle. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a rock. How'd you get a muscle like that?
I sewed it in my sleeve. I got news for you. It is a rock. I thought I was putting something over on you.
Hey, look, Newton. You ought to take lessons from Charlie Atlas.
Oh, not if I'm going to look like he does. I wouldn't want to take him.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, ain't you ever noticed these pictures in magazines? He's half leopard. That ain't for me, you know.
You know, Newton, you're kind of cute.
Now, don't start that stuff again. I'm in no mood for this dilly-dally. You better get busy and clean up this floor around here.
You know, Newty, I've been thinking a lot about you. Yeah. Tell me, do you ever think about me?
Oh, sure. Last night, I dreamed about you.
You did?
Yeah, I dreamed you and I were married. And I can hardly wait to get to sleep tonight so I can get a divorce again. I gotta get to work. You know, our burglar alarm's a little out of order. I better walk around and see if all's well around here.
Yeah, well, be careful walking around on that wet floor. It's slick as a whistle.
I just blew it. Hey, I'm sorry. I flattened your bucket out there. Hey, that's funny. A big black car just fell into the alley.
You know, that broken burglar alarm worries me.
Really?
Why, a man could come right in and rob this bank.
No.
Yeah, no. Someone's climbing in a window.
Yoo-hoo. What do you want?
All right, pipe down, you mugs.
Oh, a Harvard man. Well...
Shut up, Warthead.
Yeah. I knew that broken burglar alarm would get us into trouble around here.
Did you say the burglar alarm ain't working?
Yeah. Makes a nice little plot, don't it? Let's hurry and everybody turn a page. I'm dying to find out how it turns out. What did you say?
Said, did you...
Huh?
Did you say the burglar alarm ain't working?
That's my voice, yes.
You don't happen to know the combination to this safe, do you?
Yes, I do.
Where is the combination?
I got it in my head. That hole ain't empty, you know.
Look, get out of my way.
Now, you stop pushing.
I'll open the safe.
That ain't nice, you know.
Let me see. I'll need my blowtorch, my drill,
you're
my sandpaper, my
flashlight. You're a very nasty man, you know. You ought to be ashamed, you
say,
know.
Who's the cute little chick over in the corner? She's kind of pretty.
Yeah, perched there nice, ain't she, huh? You better get another bolt for your flashlight, if you ask me.
Hey, stay away from me, you thief.
Ah, come on. Give us a little kiss, baby.
I will not. Speak to my
come on,
mother.
Come on. Come on. Give me a little kiss, will
you? Hey, Newton, he's trying to kiss me. Well, ain't you going to stop him?
No, he deserves to be punished.
Look, sugar, let me grab the loot out of this bank, and then we'll take it on the lam together.
No, I'm happy here.
Well, Newton, look, ain't you going to fight him?
I sure am, just as soon as I assume my favorite position. Now.
Ah, get up off your back. You're yellow.
Well, that's better than being black and blue. Here, I'll blow him a police whistle and get some help in here.
Hey, look, he's getting away.
Yo, don't yell so loud. He might come back, you know.
I'll stop him. I'll throw the cuspidor at him.
Well, we knocked him cold, didn't we, huh?
We? What did you have to do with it?
That was my head you threw at him there. You know, cuspidors don't have ears, you know.